So another point that's very kedai l'shia. That is the big fight that Yankov had with the Sari Shal Esav. So shtei dorten vayeyovik ishi meloshen ovok. So Hazal dash they were malo ovok ad kisei akovet. Then Yankov Avinu won, basically won. Vayakil yochol ishteit. And then he called the place Peniel. So Achrayim Amayir, that name Peniel is not Merumas Da'atzola. He's calling it Hashem Da'atzola, but Peniel does not reflect Da'atzola. Peniel just reflects the Reiz Yalikim Ponim Aponim. So the Havon over here is a fantastic thing. Medafenstein, that when they were being Mala Ovuk at Kisya Kovet, that means that the Sovereign Shal Esav has a koyach, that something that has such a zoyar, like Kisi Kroidi Yisbarach, which is la'ein erich more than the zoyar achama. So faran a koyach in Sovereign Shal Esav to put ovok, to tarnish the beauty and the zoyar of Kisi Yaakov. So da'az a koyach. And the only way to be nitzel is ro'isi alikim ponim el ponim, meaning not to deviate a second from keeping your eye on the sogas ha'emes, the prin of ro'isi alikim ponim el ponim. That is the atzola. It wasn't just meramis the atzola. The atzola was pasha de ro'isi alikim ponim el ponim. Every seder that you're learning with your chavrusa, this point is the game. You're talking about a serious kasha, and he's throwing ovok. That can happen all the time. He's just spraying a little mace, and spraying some ovok on the zoya of this kasha by giving you some dochik diketeretz or something which is so not mistaven for anyone who has a leave in the sugya. You could be doing it to him too. I mean, this is a koyach of the sori shel esav and the golus that we're in. That Pasha Mala Ovak, and we can see this Tog Taglach, and the only way of being nitzel is to hold on, or easily Kim Ponim Ponim with the Klokite of Ponim Ponim Diber Hashem Yimachim of Ukai Hateira, of holding on to that Klokite and not deviating whatsoever and being Shoykel Talmud. That's the only way to be nitzel. How that Ovak should not be Machasa on the Yoifi and the Zoya of the Kisya Kovet. So this Rashi and this Machlekes and this and Eitzim is something to get everybody every Seder. Am I right? This happens all the time. It took 3 or 4 exchanges for the guy to even be forced into the kasha. He was throwing ovok the whole time. We have to be nizzy not to throw ovok. Anyone who does throw ovok has no hatzol over easily the kim ponu upon. He has to use his kol sichle and kol drishus ha'emes and all the richtige shikladas and how the is mesiyah shavu aleiv in order to be nitzel from the koyach of the reason this golus edom of hella ovok ad kisi akovet. Even ad zeikach, you could just throw ovok on it. So this is the hope. We have a plan. So we have a plan put together two different yonim. We have a plan that the Bechomer Avodah of somebody learning Kail that has a plan to leave, how much more it's Machayivim. Yankov Avinu didn't sleep in those 14 years, that was the Achana for that. Because that's the Avodah called Shebe Miklish, to balance the two. The Kachem Achul Muchavim Zebazet, how to hold on to that. So that needs a new Maila, and like Dei His Mesirus Nefesh, that's how we Zeichet, that was the first Nekudah, the second Nekudah, is in the learning experience itself. Beware of Ovok. And the way to be nitzel from it is the reis, the kimponim, alponim, but the nitzel nafshi.